The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome. This is Entrepreneurial Insights with your hosts, John Davies, Pino Bocchinello, and Matt Ottaway. Entrepreneurial Insights is presented by Sunbelt Business Brokers. If you own a small business or want to own a small business, what you hear in the next hour is of utmost importance. Now, here are your hosts, John, Pino, and Matt.
Well, greetings, everyone, and good morning or good afternoon, whichever part of the country you are at. This is Pino Bocchinello in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and your co-host on Entrepreneurial Insights. My other co-host and general manager of Sunbelt, Matt Ottaway, will be here next Friday, that's the 2nd, to discuss the construction business with Ken Simonson, who's the chief economist with Associated General Contractors, as the guest. These are one-hour information-filled shows for entrepreneurs looking to divest or acquire a small to mid-sized business. The show is brought to you by Sunbelt Business Brokers and the world's largest business brokerage and the place to go if you're looking to sell or buy a business. Please check us out on our website at www.sunbeltnetwork.com, where you're also able to listen to information and download archived shows on various industries and entrepreneurial subject matter. The show is also live, and yes, you can call in. You can call us at 1-866-472-5790. That's 472-5790, toll-free, and ask any questions of us and or our guests. You can also email the questions in to us at insights@sunbeltnetwork.com. That's insights@sunbeltnetwork.com. Now, today we are going to talk about web-based e-learning businesses. This is a growing business sector, and though in terms of the term itself is somewhat perhaps ambiguous to those of us outside of this industry, it's one that we're all becoming much more familiar with every day. E-learning or computer-aided learning, if you wish, dates back to its infancies probably as early as the 70s, and businesses today are using e-learning more and more to deliver training courses to their employees with consistency, and certainly across both physical and political as well as geographical boundaries. So this information today is made available through this medium, also by schools, colleges, universities who are now using e-learning to deliver course content and materials. So what's interesting in my research is that some of the studies that have been done, they certainly show much improved student performance as well as greater access to higher quality content of content and instructors. And certainly it appears that at least to a certain degree, due to the convenience, flexibility, integration, and all of that, it's the way of future learning and education and providing much opportunity for both existing business opportunities as well as future business opportunities. So to help us discuss nouveau business, if you would, nouveau business model and industry, we have two authorities on the subject here today. Matt Gilley, who's the Vice President of Business Development with Intellum, Inc., and Leah McKernan, who's the General Manager with Online Learning Technologies, Online Training Technologies. So good day to you guys, and welcome to the show. Good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pino. Nice to be here.
Well, thank you. So, Matt, maybe we can start with you. Perhaps you could give us take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Intellum and what you do and what is this online learning stuff and learning management systems and all this.
Sure. It's you did a great job of encapsulating it, and I have to smile to myself. One of the most common questions that we get when an individual is calling in a prospect to ask about our services is, what is e-learning? You know, it really is this very, very broad term. And as it relates to what we do, we've tried to distill it down to three facets. You know, you have in e-learning software, and the software would be a learning management system and a course authoring tool. A course authoring tool is what would allow you to take existing PowerPoints and Word documents and transition them into a format that can be run over the web. The second facet is content, and Leo can certainly speak to this. There are a number of vendors out there who have endeavored to take topics. Primarily, I would say the initial foray was based on compliance topics like sexual harassment and the like, and have repurposed that subject matter into an e-learning format such that it can run standalone or integrate with a learning management system. So you've got your software, you've got your content, which is off the shelf, and then you have your services. And some learning management systems like ourselves are a software as a service model. Certainly there's the capability to do an integration into an HR solution, and also the ability to work with a vendor to create custom courseware. So the first question being, what the heck is e-learning? It's really, in our opinion, those three facets: software, content, and services. And as it relates specifically to what we do, we actually happen to have all three of those facets. That's sort of who we are. We've been doing it for a decade. To your point of, hey, you know, it looks like e-learning's pretty cool, but it's been around longer than one would assume. You're absolutely on point there. And even going back just to the year 2000 when we first started the business, it's a much, much easier sled now compared to them. I mean, folks understand the technology. They know why they would use it. The question now really is, how do we use it and how much?
Right. And Leo, tell us how you got into this and who is Online Training Technologies and what do you do?
Okay. Well, we also do fairly a lot of what Matt does, but we focus from it. We come in from a different focus. We come in from the focus of creating the content. We also have tools. We also have an authoring tool, et cetera. But we work with Matt in that we provide specific content, and depending on what industry you're in, we have content specific to that industry. And the idea is that our content is sold to so many customers that it's less expensive for us to do it and sell it to you than it is for you to do it yourself. And we focused originally in financial services, where it was compliance, as Matt had alluded to, but then it's grown into, seven things not to say to a customer, to sexual harassment, et cetera. We have over 400 courses now that are canned. And then what happens is you can modify those courses to your specific need. And most of the time, 95 to 98% of the time, the canned course, all you have to do is put the end user customer's logo on it, and it goes from there. But the difference between Matt's company and our company is that we focus on the content side more than we do the technology, and Matt's company, and Matt can jump in here, but Matt's company focuses more from the technology side and the delivery mechanism. So
absolutely,
So that's the difference. But we had originally focused in financial services and grew from there, and have a ton of canned content which you can buy online or work with us and Matt, in a complete system if you need it, or if you have your own system, you simply plug our content in.
Right. So from our listeners' viewpoint, what we're talking about here, I suppose, is about businesses whose business is to provide online learning systems. Am I correct? And in order to do that, they need both the technology as well as the content.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay. And maybe either one of you can give us a feel for the kind of industry size. Matt, maybe since you're on the technology side, How large is this industry in your view? I mean, I've read that it's probably close to a $1 billion industry right now. Is that a correct number?
Right. It's I tell you, it's a hard number to pin down. I've seen the numbers all over the map, but I believe it was a Burson and Associates study from 09, early 09. The size of the e-learning market in the U.S. is about $5.2
billion. Wow.
And that's overall U.S. corporate market for e-learning. Specifically for learning management systems, of that $5.2 billion is about $750 million. And another statistic for you, the training market, so this is not e-learning, but all learning, the training market in the U.S., the corporate training market, is about $56 billion. So about a tenth of that overall training market, they're speculating, projecting, will be related to e-learning solutions. Now, that's up substantially from 2000 when we first started. They project about a 9% growth each year. And the other really interesting part of it, and I don't want to jump ahead too far, but as you look at the numbers, the dollars that are spent in this space, and Leo can probably address this as well, most of those dollars initially were spent by Fortune 500 companies. And in the last 3 or 4 years, the industry's become more commoditized, and we're seeing smaller, and by smaller, I mean mid-sized, some small businesses, but smaller companies now get into the game. So
right.
I actually think these numbers could be a lot lower because you're seeing adoption rates with the medium and small-sized businesses much greater than anticipated.
Yep. So it doesn't sound like it's a question of is the industry growing. I think the question is how quickly is it growing, and it sounds like you said around 9%.
9%, yeah, was the study, the Burson and Associates study that I saw about 9% annual growth market growth. Yeah.
Wow. Now, Leo, maybe you can help us understand the difference between online learning, distance learning, learning management systems, all this verbiage, all this new language. Can you? We've only got maybe less than 2 minutes, actually less than a minute or break here, but and we can catch up on the other side of the break. But maybe you can start us off on that.
I could probably distill it down into something real simple. It's like going to the movies. And if you're at the movies, you have a camera and you have the movie, okay? And the technology to deliver the movie could be good or bad technology, and then the movie could be good or bad. In our case, Matt delivers Matt has the technology and what kind of features that camera has, et cetera, that delivers that movie. And then in our case, we create the movie and or edit the movie. So that's a parallel you could use to what pieces fit together to deliver a movie on a movie screen. So the same thing with learning. And in fact, there's a lot of video involved in learning as we speak. The bandwidth is kind of slow at the moment, but it still works. And as bandwidth grows further, you'll see more and more video and interactivity in actual training. So that's the short of it, if you want to stop it there.
Got it. Okay, well, we'll come back and pick this up on the other side of the break in a couple of 3 minutes. You're listening to Entrepreneurial Insights, and we'll be right back.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network. Entrepreneurial Insights is your weekly excursion into the world of business ownership. Presented by Sunbelt Business Brokers, the leading business brokerage and intermediary firm in the world, Entrepreneurial Insights will examine critical issues that impact both existing and prospective business owners. If you own or want to own a small business, listen for Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bocanello, and Matt Ottaway, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network.
Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green. Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network. Listening to Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bacinello, and Matt Ottaway. If you have a question or comment about the show, please send an email to insights at sunbeltnetwork.com. Again, that's insights at sunbeltnetwork.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everyone. We are speaking with Matt Gilley with Intellum, who in essence provides the software technology, if you would, for these e-learning and online learning management systems. And Leo McKernan, who is with Online Training Technologies, providing the content primarily. And Leo, just before we broke off for break there, we were trying to identify the difference between online learning and distance learning and learning management systems, and maybe we can just finish this up.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, the to distill it into pieces that are parallel in a movie theater, as I said earlier, that the camera and the technology that deliver the picture on the screen is one piece. The features of that camera is another piece, and then lastly, the actual movie you see on the screen is the third piece. And what's important to recognize in online training, e-learning training, whatever, as in comparative to a classroom, is that online training is consistent, meaning that it's you always deliver the same training and you can repeat the same thing over and over to higher retention values. Whereas you have a training in a classroom, the teacher could have been out the night before, or the teacher could have, presented the material in a different way, or the student could be, thinking about something else in their personal life, et cetera, and not hearing as well. So the idea behind online learning is that it's consistent all the time, and that the learner can continue to look at it once, twice, three times to eventually to attain a higher level of retention, which ultimately is what you want in e-learning or distance learning, is a high retention level. And our company focuses on that retention level because ultimately that's what you're paying for, someone to learn something and retain it. And the higher that level is, the better job we're doing.
Right. Very interesting. I mean, in essence, it takes the human error away. But what's interesting that I certainly didn't stop to think about, one would tend to think that you take the human error out of the teacher, if you would, but it also takes the human error out of the student. That's really quite interesting.
Yep. Yeah, and again, the idea is ultimately, after all the technologies and content and all the stuff that Matt and I are talking about, ultimately it's all in the retention levels. I mean, that's why our company is based with, we have teachers on staff, et cetera, and people that understand how to get high levels of retention, and then we monitor that. We monitor what questions they're missing, what questions they're not missing, and then we say, okay, are we teaching these right? No, maybe we're not teaching it right. So we are constantly improving our content to make sure the retention values are as high as they can be.
Yes.
And that's ultimately what customers pay for.
Okay. Now, Matt, maybe if we can switch to you for a moment and talk about the different major infrastructures in this e-learning and some of the new buzzwords, perhaps.
Right.
That are out there, such as the software as a service and STS and Saba and all this stuff.
Right. We have our acronyms, don't we? I tell you, we're a quasi-government over here with all these acronyms. It's a great question. You know, there are a few vendors in the learning management system space that provide a hosted solution. So, meaning from an IT perspective and an infrastructure requirement, all my client would have to do is have access to the internet and to view Leo's content, for instance, the Flash player. But that's it. I mean, there's no installation. There's no, you know, 90 days to implement. It's very, very low barrier to entry. The other type of infrastructure required is obviously an installation, you know, where a vendor, and you mentioned SumTotal Systems and Saba, both of those are installed solutions. It's more the traditional model where you license the product in perpetuity, pay them some percentage of the overall contract for services and support and that sort of thing. And there's certainly a reason, you know, that works for folks. That's not our approach. We are that software as a service. Another sort of synonym, I'd say, with software as a service is ASP, you know, application service providers. It just means, again, that you're hosting it for the client. A third piece, which we're seeing gain a good bit of traction, at least in the chatter, you know, if not actual implementation, is cloud, hosting in the cloud. So what we're able to do with Leo and his content is scale infinitely as needed. Okay, that's what mine and Leo's relationship is. What it means for the client is that instead of contacting Leo to buy Leo's content and me to license our learning management system and putting these pieces together, one, and two, having to prepay for, let's say, 100 licenses, meaning 100 people could access Leo's content through my learning management system, you can go, the client, directly to the website, enter a credit card, and pay as you go. And that is a major game changer. What you're seeing now, if you take out sort of the buzzwords, and again, I don't want to leap ahead too far in the discussion, but what you're seeing now is a development where e-learning is being leveraged to make money. So our clients are able to utilize the technology to make money, whether that's taking Leo's content and becoming more proficient at a task, or it might be a consultant down the road who has been training Coke North America for years and wants to be able to train more people at Coke, but it's just a one-person shop. So the technology now enables them to really create a brand-new business. And the software as a service and cloud computing back-ends allow us to scale and keep costs really low.
So these small businesses out there could potentially, perhaps consulting companies or professionals that are providing consulting and training perhaps to other businesses or to specific industries, they can now move the content that they have, the knowledge, instead of using the old PowerPoints, if you would, and I say old quote-unquote here, but, you know, instead of doing the old PowerPoint thing in front of a classroom, they can actually capitalize on getting this content and this material into a package and deliver it to anyone, anywhere in the world, at a pay-as-you-go.
Yes,
exactly, with a credit card.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's, certainly. Now, what about, let's talk for a moment about what kind of qualities somebody getting into this business, what should they have? What kind of skills or qualities should they have? Do they need to be very proficient in technology and software and know all the buzzwords?
Right. Leo may have, we may have a
Yeah, I'll give a little bit of that, and then maybe Matt could give some of that. From a development of content standpoint, the barrier isn't high, but it's not low. I would think that they would have to be a subject matter expert, which we call a SME. And a SME is someone who has extensive knowledge about one area of compliance or human resources or sales or some subject matter that is they're very, very strong in. That person then is a subject matter expert. They can either choose to try to develop their content themselves, or they come to a company like ours where we help them develop the content and share the revenue.
Right.
And then we put it on Matt's system to deliver it. And obviously there's marketing involved and accounting and things like that, so that's why they would come to someone like us. It's almost like someone who is inventing. You know, they have these inventing websites where people go out and invent a product, and then they go to a company, and the company patents it and sells it and does all those other things. Well, we kind of do that with subject matter experts.
Right.
And then we deliver it in the best and most proficient way, which is what Matt just described, which is on-demand training, in which they put the credit card in and take off. Or a corporation with the same model who says, well, I only need two this month, but then beginning of next month they need 20. And as they simply just get invoiced for that many for the month or for the day, if they want to cut it down to that small of a number. There's infinite ways to do this because of the on-demand ability of Matt's system and our content development.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And that one prerequisite certainly is subject matter expertise. But you know, again, going back 5 and certainly 10 years, the software applications were not good enough, were not flexible enough to allow a layperson who is really good at delivering their message in the classroom to transition that into an e-learning format. Now we're to a point where the technology is actually going to walk you through getting it up online, and then Leo's crew and my crew can help fare you through the process of making a business out of it.
Right.
And Matt, do you see these learning management systems eventually replacing the current style of education altogether, or do you think it will just continue to complement the face-to-face, model?
Can I answer that a little bit, Matt, if you don't mind?
Sure, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'll follow you.
Only because this is a familiar subtopic, being of the content development. What we find is that the model will change. What we have now is what we call blended learning. Blended learning allows for the teacher to be more efficient in what they're doing with the time they have face-to-face. And how that works is, a lot of times you don't know the level of people that are your learners. So what you do is you develop online training to bring them all to the same level. And then the teacher takes the advanced courses and teaches that one-on-one, okay? And the idea is that they don't have people wasting 8 hours just to get everybody to the same level. You have people take the online version of the course, and then they do the advanced studies with the teacher. Now, that's what they do now or they're getting to. What we see in even advance of that is eventually they do some of the advanced stuff online, but what they do is that they have it online, they have an 800 number they can call and talk to the teacher. Okay? And the idea is that if there's more questions arise in the advanced stages, that there is someone to talk to help you have more interaction. Or the interactions online, where you have want to buy a product, a software product that pops up and you can ask a question. The idea is, as we move from blended learning, the blended learning model will continue to change where it's blended long distance versus blended where the teacher is in the room. Does that make sense?
And we're up against a break here right now. Leo, just hang tight onto that. We'll be right back about 2.5 minutes from now with Matt Gilley and Leo McKeown.
Okay.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Entrepreneurial Insights is your weekly excursion into the world of business ownership. Presented by Sunbelt Business Brokers, the leading business brokerage and intermediary firm in the world, Entrepreneurial Insights will examine critical issues that impact both existing and prospective business owners. If you own or want to own a small business, listen for Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bocchinello, and Matt Ottaway, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you lack energy and enthusiasm? Do you really want to change your thoughts and feelings? Can you really stay sane when your life isn't? Of course you can, just by listening to Stay Sane Now each week with Claudine Struck and co-host Wesley Stoller. You'll have fun and learn how to make each new day the best day of your life. Every show is designed to energize and get you started off on the next week. Stay Sane Now is broadcast live Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific on 7th Wave Network.
Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. On the show, Aldana and some of today's top business professionals will discuss some of today's most pressing business issues that hold you, the business owner, back. Aldana will also give you 21 ways to grow with her list of growth strategies. Grow smart, grow profit, and grow your business with Aldana Ambler and The Growth Strategist every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now. Toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network. Listening to Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bocchinello, and Matt Ottaway. If you have a question or comment about the show, please send an email to insights@sunbeltnetwork.com. Again, that's insights@sunbeltnetwork.com. Now, back to our program.
Thank you, and welcome back to Entrepreneurial Insights. We are talking to Matt Gilley of Intellum and Leo McKernan of Online Training Technologies. And we're talking about e-learning and learning management systems. And Leo, just before the break there, we talked about the fact that really the role of the teacher is changing in terms of in the face, if you would, of the new developments in e-learning and learning management systems. Tell us a little more.
Okay, well, what we're finding is that more and more teachers are taking advantage of the tools which you know, LMSs and content and e-learning is a tool, and they're taking advantage of these tools to use their time more efficiently to teach students. And that right now is what we call blended learning, where they learn the basics of something online, and then the teacher teaches the advanced stages. Now, where we're going is where the teacher is more of an on-demand teacher, where the advanced learning is also online, and that the on-demand piece is either delivered by phone, by podcast, by YouTube, by whatever, and it's more interactive, so not necessarily YouTube, but one of the online interfaces that you could hit a button and send an email, and there's a few of them out there. But the idea is that the teacher now can expand their horizons and teach more people with their subject matter and be more efficient with their time.
Right. And so to that end, how is the social media that has evolved over the last number of years here, how has that affected or impacted, whether positive or negative, the e-learning and management learning system industry?
Is that for me?
Yeah.
Okay. If you look back, you know, again, just a handful of years, learning management systems were very, very rigid in what they enabled. You know, initially, it was pretty cool, you know, that I could go out and tell a company, hey, you know that PowerPoint that you have? You actually could put that online and take your PowerPoint online. You know, okay, that was kind of neat in like 2003. So you look forward to today, And the concept of e-learning, as I alluded to earlier in the show, they know that it's here to stay, and there's a reason for it. So now what we're trying to do with the technology is integrate other pieces of social media, i.e. blogs, forums, podcasts, and the like, into the learning management system, because what the LMS becomes, the learning management system becomes, is a community. So the more communal we can make the experience, the more they can go into the catalog and access Leo's content. They can then attend a classroom training. They can then be followed up with blog participation. They can have a forum for commonly encountered sales issues out in the field. They can have an area to download documentation where you have file share. So what the LMS is now becoming, or at least some learning management systems, including ours, are becoming is more a community. You know, it's the approach of let's create one area that all of our employees can coalesce and do as much interaction as possible, whether that's with e-learning or, again, with these social medias. The other point to that is, and we train hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers. Most of these individuals have never used e-learning when they come to the system for the first time. So there's a hesitancy with the technology, just initially. What we're trying to do with these social media facets is integrate in something they are used to. They may not be used to accessing a quote-unquote e-learning course, but they have bought songs from iTunes. They have read book reviews on Amazon. You know, they use Facebook and MySpace and the like. So the more we can mirror other online interactions inside the LMS, the less hassle it is to actually implement it. You know, again, the more they view it as that resource.
And I would imagine, Matt, that also from an environmental perspective, for example, I mean, certainly it would be an advantage in that, you know, we don't have all these printouts of slides or printouts,
right,
books or whatever, because everything is online. I mean, I'm sure they had the choice to print it out, but they don't have to. So it certainly is green, and I would imagine that to be one of the advantages of the LMS and e-learning.
It can be. You know, I am looking, as you say that, I'm just sort of smiling to myself. I haven't taken that tact as a marketing possibility, but I think I'm going to. We're the green LMS, Pino, the green one.
Right.
You know, you are right, though. Well, there's definitely
let me jump in a little bit here. Think about this. If you take people out of the workforce to go train in a building, they have to travel.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's green right there. They don't have to travel to go do that. Secondly, look at the efficiency of time. If they're working at somewhere where all of a sudden they're a customer-facing person, okay, that if there's no customers in line, they can do their training. They can stop and start and do what they have to do. The point is, use your time more efficiently as well. So think about corporations. That's why they do this. They save all the time of flying people back and forth or driving them back and forth, one, which is green, and two, their efficiency in time is where if they're customer-facing, they don't have to, you know, give up any time to leave the building while they're not facing the customer. They can just take time in between customers. So
Matt, it's an efficient, timely, green learning management system.
Yep.
I like it. Yes, absolutely. Yep. No, I mean, they really
excellent.
Are.
It's on demand as well.
Now, what opportunities do you guys see? Maybe we can start with you, Leo. What opportunities do you guys see in this industry segment for entrepreneurs out there?
Well, certainly anybody with subject matter expert that has a particular topic where they're the expert and they believe that a lot of people need this training. And there's a couple models to think through here. One model is, if someone's a subject matter expert and there needs to be a little bit of training for a lot of people, that's one model. There's also the model where there is specific training that only a few people have their knowledge, and you only need it for a small amount of people. But in that scenario, the price per learning event or price per person is higher. So you have a high-price learning event. And the example would be someone taking an online version of the Stockbroker, the Series 7 stuff. That's very expensive. You know it's online. When I say very expensive, it could be $1,000 a course, okay? But only a few only some people take that. Whereas now the other model is, or not the other model, but another model is, someone who has a subject matter that needs to be put into a lot of people's hands. For example, Online Trading Technologies specializes in any money laundering compliance. Well, anybody who works in the money services business needs that training annually, okay? And if they have it annually, then what you need to do is deliver that very inexpensively because everybody has to take it. You can start off at $40 is the idea. So you have different models of that, but certainly back to the original question is subject matter experts is the key because if they know a certain subject, and they know they're accredited and all this stuff to bring value to that training, that is worth something. And they can bring that model to Matterai.
Matt, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I agree with what Leo says and has explained, and maybe just to take it a step further, other than knowledge, right? Other than an individual having that expertise, the barriers to entry in this segment are almost zero. You can sign up for a learning management system account on a monthly basis, and meaning your commitment is for 1 month, 30 days, that's it. Pay $149. Take a course authoring tool, which I mentioned in the very first segment, that allows you to transition your PowerPoints and your videos to an e-learning deliverable. In a day's time, have your subject matter that was PowerPoint in a version that can be tracked on the web via a learning management system, and in about a day, for $149, you have created a business. Literally, people can start signing up that second.
Well, and I suppose from that end, it begs the question, why buy a business when you can start one for so little? But I would imagine, venture to say that the reality is that yes, you can start a business with very little. However, if one is purchasing an e-learning business that's existing, certainly what you're purchasing is a stream of revenue that's already there. You don't have to create it. You don't have to build it. You don't have to market and reach out to the people.
Correct.
So there's always the advantage of purchasing an existing e-learning business out there. Now, let's talk about the accreditation environment for a moment. Some of the education, and maybe Leo, you can address this. Some of the content certainly will require accreditation. How difficult or how easy is it for an online curriculum provider to have their content approved or accredited by whether it's local, state, or industry authorities?
Well, like any government agency, first of all, accreditation. Certain areas, there is none. The IRS won't allow you to be accredited in anything like money laundering, for example. They do give you I don't even call it a blessing, but they don't give you anything that you can accredit, what you call accredited. Now, you do have things in the banking industry where you can get a thing called CE credits or continuing education credits. It is a process. It's timely. And as far as other industries, besides financial services, I don't know the answers to that. I don't know the process in which, other than financial services, what the process is. I know in financial services it's somewhat lengthy, and then you get into whether what's state specific or it's federal or that, there's a whole lot of things that have to happen to make your content correct.
So it's good for everyone to do their own due diligence in that. We're up against another break here, so we'll be right back in 2 minutes on Entrepreneurial Insights.
Okay.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network. Entrepreneurial Insights is your weekly excursion into the world of business ownership. Presented by Sunbelt Business Brokers, the leading business brokerage and intermediary firm in the world, Entrepreneurial Insights will examine critical issues that impact both existing and prospective business owners. If you own or want to own a small business, listen for Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bocchinello, and Matt Ottaway, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Hi, this is Dr. Vijaya Nair. Together with my dear friend Dr. Howard Piper, we are hosting our own show called Kiss Your Life Hello. We are two internationally recognized experts, researchers, authors, and health advocates in holistic medicine and counseling. We promise you a fantastic show with interesting guest experts to educate and entertain you with the latest information on mind, body, and spirit wellness. Join us on Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. See you there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. On the show, Aldana and some of today's top business professionals will discuss some of today's most pressing business issues that hold you, the business owner, back. Aldana will also give you 21 ways to grow with her list of growth strategies. Grow smart, grow profit, and grow your business with Aldana Ambler and The Growth Strategist every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on The Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network. Listening to Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bocchinello, and Matt Ottaway. If you have a question or comment about the show, please send an email to insights@sunbeltnetwork.com. Again, that's insights@sunbeltnetwork.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everyone. Talking with Matt Gilley in Kellum Inc. and Leo McKernan of Online Training Technologies on e-learning and learning management systems. Leo, maybe you can talk to us a little bit about, you know, give us some examples for our audience as to where some of these e-learning and learning management systems are implemented out there in the industry, and is there some value perhaps in becoming a provider in a niche industry, or is it better for somebody looking at getting into this to be in a broader spectrum? Can you talk to that?
Yeah, Online Training Technologies has customers that are, well, we have Walmart as a customer, Walmart, from the size of Walmart all the way down to some corner bodega who needs two seats of AML training to run their business. So dependent upon what subject matter expert you are, the models can change from someone who needs to sell a lot of seats for a less price, or someone needs to sell a small amount of seats for a larger price because the subject matter is a niche market. Now, I think the requirement, and Matt can jump in on this at some point, but I think the requirement is, again, the subject matter expert. You have to be a subject matter expert. If you're just going to go in generically to be in this business, there's a lot of people in it already. You have to be a subject matter expert that knows a certain area of business, and then you come to people like us and Matt who, you know, we're accredited teachers and developers, et cetera, and we help you put together your training to a certain market, and then we sell it, et cetera, using Matt's system. So, this is that would be my, if you were asking my opinion, that would be the prerequisite of starting a business in this area, or go out and buy one is the other way. There already somebody already has money flow or revenue. But the subject matter is the key important part.
Yeah. Matt?
Yeah, I certainly, you know, we're back to that SME cornerstone of the business, and I do definitely agree. I can tell you from looking at my clients, those of whom have started a business using our software basically from scratch, the common thread for success for those individuals is that they focused on one, maybe even a specific topic, but if not a specific topic, certainly a specific industry. And then they have methodically picked off clients within that specific vertical. Leah sort of alluded to it. If you're coming into the space with just a broad, hey, I'm going to be in quote-unquote e-learning, that is very difficult. It is a crowded market and continues to grow, as we talked earlier about the numbers. So I would definitely suggest targeting a specific vertical. In the states here in the U.S., a hot one is healthcare because of the government money now flowing into technology and healthcare. That would be a good one. And then also, as Leo said, hey, buy a company. I mean, one of the nice things about what Leo and I do, it's recurrent revenue. You know, there's an annuity side to what we do. So if you can get it up and get it working, it can be very profitable. Absolutely.
And Leo, do you see any trends that are currently impacting the e-learning or distance learning for that matter?
The trend is there's always more regulation. And you can read in any newspaper where there's always going to be more financial services regulation, environmental protection regulation, healthcare regulation. There's always going to be more regulation. They never have less. So the more regulation you have, the more training you're going to need on how to accomplish and meet that regulatory mandate. So yes, that is a huge trend.
Okay. And what Matt, what do you see as the next evolution in this industry?
I think, and we've touched on it a bit earlier, but I think you sort of initially e-learning started as check the box. It was okay. I need a way to deliver consistent messages and to have a report so that if an auditing body, a governmental agency, a trial attorney comes to me and files a suit or levies a fine, I need to be able to prove that I did something. Okay, that was the first version of e-learning. The second version of e-learning is, okay, well, we got our compliance training stuff going on here. It'd be kind of cool to train people on sales practices, for instance. So we'll get them a little better at knowing the product. The new generation that I'm seeing people leverage the learning management system for, again, is creating a revenue stream directly from the software. So, for instance, in the last 6 to 9 months, I've had a number of software companies start using my LMS to train their clients on how to use their software. So it cuts down on their clients' obligation to travel or to my client sending trainers out to their client's location. So you save money. It allows you to support the client better because now you have these great online resources to address FAQs. So I see now the trend is let's leverage the technology to not only increase efficiencies but also, again, just to make money. That's a really exciting development in the last few months.
And Leo, from your perspective, if somebody is looking to get into this business, what are some of the key questions that somebody should ask a content provider when launching their own e-learning project?
Well, obviously, from the development of content, there is the tools are there, as Matt had mentioned. There's a lot more, obviously, to running your own business than just the tools to create the content. So there's a lot of things you have to understand whether or not, if you're going to start from scratch your own business and not buy one or come to someone like us or Matt, then there's a lot of things that if you're going to engage and just translate your PowerPoint, you have to obviously have an accounting system. You have to have salespeople. You have to have a web presence. You have to do SEO. There's a lot of things you have to do to create people, to drive people to your site, to sell your training. So my biggest suggestion is to come to someone like Matt or I, and again, we will be the people to help you put it together and put it in our environments to help promote it and or sell it when we already have the tools in place and the customer base in place to go and market that product.
Yeah, I suppose, as you
again,
said
right
at the very beginning, getting the content is just the one one component. Then you have to put it out there, and you have to drive people to it. So
there's a lot of things that are involved there besides just creating the actual course.
Very quickly, we've only got less than 2 minutes left here on this last quarter of the show. What other resources might there be available out there for people to get to know and learn more about the LMS?
Well, from the learning management system space, if you need to contact us, I'd love for you to call us and not even look at other learning management systems. obviously, you could go to our website, which is www.intellum.com. It's a huge resource. We walk through the entire process. If you wanted to look at the space in general, other than doing just a Google or Yahoo search, I would suggest going to the ASTD, the Association of Training and Development site, and that's, I believe, ASTD.org. Burson & Associates, I mentioned earlier. Brandon Hall is another research arm that covers the space. But in general, you don't need to go to those. Just go to our website or go to the Leo's website. You'll learn all you need to know.
Right. Thanks, Matt. And Leo, how do people get hold of you?
OnlineTrainingTech.com or 800-791-6820.
Well, that's great. Thank you both for being on the show and for sharing your valuable insights. Thank you all for listening. We are at the end of the show again. Tune in again next week at the same time. Matt will have Ken Simonson, the chief economist with Associated General Contractors, as the guest, and they're going to talk the construction business. Look forward to having you then, and have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Thank you both, Matt and Leo.
Thank you again for tuning in to this week's edition of Entrepreneurial Insights. Join John Davies, Dino Bacinello, and Matt Ottaway again next Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. And have a great week.